For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, it's Scott here. On these lessons episodes of my podcast, I'll be selecting my favorite lessons from various guests and episodes of Success Story. Today, you're going to hear from Derek Grove White, CEO of This One Marketing. Now, Derek owns This One Marketing, a marketing agency, and he practices what he preaches. He is a master of all things process, scale, systems, and tech, and applying that to your marketing strategy. So he's learned to develop and apply marketing tech and proprietary systems to automate himself and his clients out of a job. Virtual assistants, marketing software, and marketing AI apparatuses that have enabled scale, low overhead, greater output for his clients, resulting in more leads, busier sales teams, and higher closing rates. He enables clients to engage decision makers, inform stakeholders, mobilize grassroots support with proprietary engagement tools and bleeding edge digital strategies, building out communities and evangelists around their products, and then enabling scale through tech. Today, he's going to talk about what to look for when engaging with a marketing agency. One of the most difficult things to do, yet you are trusting this agency with the revenue and the reach of your business. So ultimately, and as you're starting out and as you grow and as you scale, how do you find an agency that's going to care about your customer as much as you do? And how do you find an agency that will actually be effective?
A lot of people, unfortunately, get taken in marketing. It seems to be one of those things that there's a lot of charlatans out there. There's a lot of people that say they know how to do things. And it's disappointing because I've seen people that overpay for marketing all the time because they just don't know. They're getting mystified by jargon rather than having things explained in really simple terms. So marketing is unfortunately, it has the potential to be abused.
I think even like traffic, like if you look at the total amount of traffic on the internet, there's some ridiculous stats out there that like 50 to 60% of the total traffic on the internet is all bots and all fake and not real traffic. And how do you combat that? So that's a great question. How would a company know what to look for when they're hiring somebody, a firm or an individual within their organization, so that they can be more effective and they can measure the results?
What should they look for when
is there best practices, or could there be tools that they could use? That's sort of like the pathway that I'm going down a little bit, because you're speaking about how opaque marketing is. How do they make it more transparent?
Okay. So, what would be a good litmus test?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
On when interviewing marketing professionals.
That sounds like a good way to phrase my question.
A good litmus test, it would be how quickly and how soon they ask about the customer versus what they think is good marketing. So how customer obsessed they are, or how marketing segment obsessed they are.
Yeah.
Right? Because there's no shortage. There's a big difference between tacticians and strategists, right? Strategists are the big picture. Tacticians are the like technicians. They're good at its specific skills versus understanding how does this all work together, right? And when it comes to good marketers, it's how good are their questions about your target market? Like, how obsessed are they about understanding them versus selling you on their services?
So when you work with a company and you're going in fresh, what are the benchmarks that you try and tick off in terms of if you're trying to identify their buyer persona or their target market, or like what is the baseline strategy that you would implement, or is it all customized depending on who your client is?
It has to be like, I think it has to be really, I mean, although you can systematize and you should just for efficiency, it really, it needs to be about who you're trying to market to and the detail, the level of research you've done to do that, right? Because you're actually going to get some of your best call to actions. You're going to get some of your best landing page copy. You're going to get some of the best verbiage that your potential customer is going to respond well to by doing the research, by doing surveys, by doing interviews.
I know a lot of entrepreneurs listen to this show, and NetSuite has been a huge supporter for entrepreneurs, for business owners, because there's one thing that we all know. Business is about making money, and it's about your bottom line. And the less you spend on the nuts and bolts of running your business, the more profits you keep. But these days, everything is costing more. Supplies, people, shipping. It squeezes your margins, and I've been there, juggling multiple systems for finance, inventory, you name it, each with its own costs and its own set of headaches. That's why I made the switch to NetSuite by Oracle. It's changed our company. Think about it. NetSuite is one of the top financial systems out there. It puts your whole business on one platform, accounting, finance, the works. One data source for everyone. There's no more mismatched info. And because it's in the cloud, it slashes your IT costs. No more servers, no more updates. Just access NetSuite from anywhere. With one integrated suite, your overhead drops big time. And here's the real win. Efficiency. Everything's connected in NetSuite. Costs are ridiculous lately. Find a proven way to reduce your expenses and get better performance out of your team. It's a no-brainer, and that's what NetSuite offers. Over 37,000 companies have figured this out already. You have to join them. Right now, through to April 15th, NetSuite's got an incredible, flexible financing plan. Check it out and see the savings yourself at netsuite.com/Scott Clary. That's netsuite.com/Scott Clary. Just a quick question. Have you ever had one of those oh no moments when you realize that you accidentally deleted a huge file? Or worse, your whole computer dies. I know I have. It's happened to me a lot, but don't sweat it. The sponsor of today's episode, Backblaze, they have your back. It is unlimited backups for all your Macs, your PCs, or even your whole company. And it's really affordable, under $100 a year. If you're running a business, they take the stress out of protecting everyone's data. If you need more bells and whistles for compliance, so on and so forth, they have enterprise options too. Honestly, losing data sucks, but Backblaze makes getting it back easy. They have restored billions of files. They offer tons of restore options, including rapid recovery in an event of data loss or ransomware. And you can access your backed up data from everywhere and anywhere in the world using their web app, iOS, or Android apps. It's been recommended by the New York Times, Inc., Macworld, PC World, LifeWire, Wired, Tom's Guide, 9to5Mac, and tons more. And best, you can try it fully featured with no risk at backblaze.com/story. They set up that link for all Success Story podcast listeners. That is a no-risk free trial at backblaze.com/story. Seriously, back up your stuff. I don't know about you, but the idea of being harassed, scammed, or even worse, all because somebody found my personal information online, that's terrifying. Our political opinions, our addresses, even stuff about our families, it's out there for anyone to grab. And did you know that data brokers are allowed to sell information on over 98% of Americans? It's scary stuff. That's why I've partnered with Delete Me. I personally use Delete Me. They're a big friend of the podcast because I put myself out there online. So safety is a huge concern. It's really scary how easy it is to find someone's details and information, but DeleteMe creates a layer of protection that we all need. You tell DeleteMe what you want gone, and they make it disappear from those sketchy data broker sites. And DeleteMe doesn't stop. They constantly monitor the web to keep your information off those lists. It's like having a privacy watchdog that never sleeps. You need to take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for DeleteMe. They're giving a special discount for all Success Story podcast listeners. Get 20% off your DeleteMe plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/success and use promo code success at checkout. The only way to get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/success and enter code success at checkout. joindeleteme.com/success. Hey everyone, I just want to take a second and thank the sponsor of today's episode, Heaven Hill Bottled and Bond Bourbon. Now, I don't have a lot of liquor sponsors on this show. Heaven Hill Bottled and Bond is actually one of my favorites. I've drank it for a few years now, and this is why we actually decided to work together. Heaven Hill Distillery, family owned since 1935, is a great entrepreneur story too. So there's five brothers. They filled their first whiskey barrels back in 1935, and their legacy still lives on today. Heaven Hill Bottled and Bond is aged over 7 years. That's three more than required by the Bottled and Bond Act of 1897. This means the best quality, the best purity, and the best consistency. This is not just average bourbon. It's the winner of the double gold medals at multiple 2023 World Spirits competitions, and they've won the very prestigious Triple Still Award. It's a very big deal in the liquor and bourbon world. Heaven Hill Bottled and Bond boasts an exceptionally smooth oak flavor, while its aroma offers a sweet blend of caramel and smooth vanilla. If you love bourbon, you need to try Heaven Hill Bottled and Bond. Available nationally, look for a bottle at your local store. Heaven Hill reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.